Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We have a budget in Schenectady by a very slim vote.
Yeah, and that's what kind of makes it interesting. The council voted 4-3 last night to approve an $85 million budget, leaving it largely unchanged from the budget Mayor Gary McCarthy had proposed late last month. It includes a 1% tax cut, but the council passed the budget after Council President Lisa Peraza repeated charges that the budget process was short, abbreviated, that she didn't have time to ask important questions she had and propose more cuts to the proposal. The original plan called for the budget to be voted on next week, not last night. Other council members last night said that Peraza had plenty of time to ask her questions, but didn't do so. Peraza had offered a list of adjustments she said could have amounted to as much as another percentage point tax cut. The lone non-Democrat on the council, his name is Vince Riggi, said he voted against the budget because he felt the council was not living up to the spirit of a resolution way back or when the casino was approved to use casino revenue exclusively for tax relief.
Now from there to, well, I guess when I saw this story, I thought it all had to do with the famous Stephen King story and now blockbuster movie It, Saratoga County Middle School, that has banned clown costumes this Halloween.
Yeah, that's Gowanus at the Shenandoah Central School District. No clown costumes for the kids there. We talked to a school district spokesperson who said that many of the Halloween costumes are violent or inappropriate for school for a variety of reasons. Last year, there was a clown-based threat to the district, and that is one of the reasons why clown costumes were specifically mentioned. Each school building is left to determine its own Halloween dress code. For some, clowns are no longer a matter to joke about. Last year, there were multiple reports of suspicious people lurking around town wearing clown costumes. And so that happened in Clifton Park and Half Moon. One of the reasons why they're banning clown costumes at that middle school next week, Halloween is Tuesday, many of the schools are moving away from costumes in general. Makeup, face paint, silly string, hairspray, fake weapons, and revealing clothing are banned at all times, just for the record.
But I assume balloon animals are just fine. We'll watch what we wear for Halloween, and we'll check in with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, next week. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.
You can find out more at dailygazette.com.